Kate, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us today on Galesburg Live.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Hard to believe Treat Street is already here.
I know.
It's a huge thing.
I know. I can't believe fall. Trees are changing, all this stuff.
We are going to be slammed with little ghouls and goblins.
Yep. I hope the whole downtown is going to be slammed.
So. I hope so, too. It's always been massive. As long as the weather is nice, mm-hmm. it turns out to be huge. And you have, I want to say, you guys have like doubled the number of businesses involved, right?
I think it's even a little bit more than that. We are officially up to 62 participating businesses. And I have to give that out to my friend Lisa Masinda, who really helped us set up Treat Street. She just knocked it out of the ballpark.
Yeah. So what did she do differently? Because we've been doing this is the 11th year,
mm-hmm.
and to more than double the number of participating businesses here in downtown, that's incredible.
Yeah, well, I think she really put the effort in going door to door. When we say that she went to every single business downtown, like, I don't think she missed a beat.
Yeah.
And she made it really clear, gave them a lot of information, and I think that was really helpful. Sometimes in the past, there hasn't really been a great organization at the beginning of it,
mm-hmm.
and because we put a lot of extra organization into it, businesses were a lot more interested in getting on board because they had time to plan. They had a better idea of what was going on. We also changed the red balloons to orange cones.
Yes.
And included a little bit of a contest on who could decorate their cone the best. So I'll be wandering around that morning to judge those cones.
Did you tell the radio station about that?
Because it was in the paper we handed out. Yes, it was.
Oh, boy. I don't know if we looked about that because our cone decorating committee, I don't think we have one put together. But so we're going to have to get on that.
I know. Well, honest, I'm doing one for my paint shop as well. And I'm already sitting here going, what am I going to do? Oh, my gosh, I forgot I have to decorate my own cones. So I feel that.
That's right. So maybe you could help our listeners just who are not familiar with Treat Street, just what we're doing here today.
So Treat Street is a free event for the community for families to bring out their children. And it's starting here at 10 a.m. and it goes to noon. So it's just a 2-hour period. It's not a really a big period, but you'll go home with a lot of candy.
Yeah.
There's, you know, especially with this many businesses participating. It's definitely, you know, last year I did this. I was just a participant, not an organizer, and I could not keep candy in our bowls. Like, I was constantly running to Dollar General or out to Big Lots to buy more candy the whole 2-hour period. I totally underestimated what was about to happen.
I saw your Facebook post from a few days ago that said, I just bought my candy for Treat Street. And now I have 2,000 pieces of candy laying around.
God.
A lot of candy. That's what I buy for the station, yeah.
Well, so if you think about it, if we have, so estimate is 700 to 1,000 kids.
True.
And if we get on that larger side towards that 1,000 kids, we give 2 pieces of candy a kid. And I had it for 10 days, so I might have ate quite a bit of it myself. So,
of course. Well, we actually have, since we're the very first stop
mm-hmm.
on the, this is where, here at the radio station, the studio's right next to Iron Spike at 154 East Simmons Street here in downtown Galesburg. This is where you start, and you pick up a couple things. You pick up your bag.
Yep, you get a Treat Street bag. Mm-hmm. Office Supply Inc. has actually helped us with those bags.
Wonderful.
So we're really excited, as much as possible, keeping it local, you know. So they supplied the bags, and then kids can come pick up a bag for free. And then they will also have the opportunity to register for a raffle that we're doing.
Yeah.
And the raffles we're giving away 2 free bikes, 1 girl's bike, 1 boy's bike. So,
nice.
Just some fun stuff to add to the day.
So when you stop at the radio station first, you will get your treat bag, you register for the bikes, and here at the studios, we're kind of like 4 stops in one.
I know, because, lucky kids.
Yeah, we have a lot of our radio station on-air personalities will be dressed up in the studios, so you walk by each studio and you get a piece of candy and register for the bike, and then you're on your way.
Yep, and then head on out along your way.
Wow, 62 plus businesses involved. That's a lot to get
to. I just got another phone call today from another one that wants to join, so it's exciting.
You may have to open this up to a three-day event.
I know. Oh, my gosh. No, don't say that. No, what are we talking about? No. It would be cool to see, you know, this year our goal was just to execute the event again, and I think we went above and beyond that goal. Next year, I would love to see a little bit more of like a fall festival feel and add some extra activities, maybe a kids area where we can have games and maybe face painting, that kind of stuff. So I would really like to kind of expand upon the joy and love that Treat Street's already getting. So we'll kind of see what happens for next year, though.
Are you from this area?
Yeah, born and raised just outside of town in the country. Yeah. I did graduate from Alexis High School, did K through 12 out there. But I spent, you know, every other aspect of my life tied to Galesburg. So my summers were running around downtown, you know, bouncing off of my dad's business. It's kind of my home base and public library.
Your dad is?
Jay Bullis. Yeah. So over here at the Bullis and Sundberg Insurance Agency, yeah. That was kind of my home base. And then I'd take off and go run around and do the different things. And also really involved in the Galesburg Community Theater. So whether it was Performing Arts Academy, which I feel like I spent most of my childhood in, or Prairie Players, I was really involved with them as well. So
yeah, my kids were involved in performing arts for 13 years, whatever.
Easily.
I still do sound for all the performing arts, so it's a great love. It was sad to see Pam and Rossanne retiring.
It was. I was really happy, though. I made it home just in time to kind of see their transition over.
Good.
And so I was really happy that I still got to see their faces, because, I mean, they're, you know, huge pieces of my childhood. And
yes.
So, but, you know, we all got to kind of move forward and keep growing and changing.
Of course. And, you know, Katie and Tim, they're taking it over, and it's in good hands. So
yeah, absolutely. 100%.
So let's talk about what did you get after high school? What was your next step after that?
Yeah, so right after high school, I ran off to Indianapolis, started school, didn't really find it a fit. So I ended up becoming a professional nanny. Did that for like 8.5, 9 years before I went back to school for event and tourism management, where I finished up. Ended up running a facility in downtown Indianapolis as the facility manager and event manager, if you will. Worked a lot with Visit Indy and Lucas Oil Stadium, and I had a lot of fun doing it. Although, it definitely was that moment in my life where I realized that the city was not where I wanted to spend my life. And it really turned everything around for me. I'm like, I'm ready to go home. I'm ready. I got all the information I could possibly take in, and now I want to take it back to Galesburg.
Yeah.
And so that was about 2 years ago. I finally packed up and made the move home. So, you know, had a great time in Indianapolis. I absolutely adored it. Yeah. I miss it bunches to date. But there's
how big is that
like
city?
Million plus.
Yeah.
I mean, it's big. So, it's, you know, I couldn't even tell you exactly. That shows you how much I know about my
home
for 15 years.
Small town life here, and then going to a bigger city like that. Kind of along the line of St. Louis or something, right?
It's bigger than St. Louis, actually.
Okay.
Gotcha. But the beautiful thing about Indy is it really, for being such a giant city, it had the most beautiful small town feeling. The way people treated each other, the way the little pocket communities and cultural communities would work together and like promote the city as a whole. It was a really, really cool place.
Wow.
And it definitely taught me a lot. And just, it all was stuff that I'm like, oh, I want to take this home to Galesburg. I want to do this in Galesburg. So
then you came back to Galesburg, moved back here. And open up a paint store?
Yes, I know, right? Don't get me wrong. That reaction I get all the time. The paint shop was an opportunity that arose. And so the prior owner, Dan Olson, was ready to retire. And my father was working on buying the building from him. And he was helping Dan kind of go through the process of what do we do with the store itself, with the inventory and such. And then I was like, hey, I'm moving home. And Dad's like, what are you going to do when you move home? And I'm like, I don't really know yet. Like, you know. And so I started getting into it, and I started researching the industry and researching Benjamin Moore. That would be my product that I sell.
Yeah.
And it oddly ended up feeling like it was something that I could get into and that I could find to be a fit. So the thing about my paint store that really fits everything that I'm doing is that my paint store is about my relationship with my customers and my relationship with the community around me. Yes, I'm selling paint, and it does seem very, you know, why are you selling paint? And I'm like, well, really, I'm there to help my customers with these projects. And, you know, paint, just like any other topic, you can learn about it. And I am very grateful to have an amazing set of resources, whether that's Benjamin Moore or contractors and painters that have been doing this forever that I can call at any moment for a question that I might not have an answer to, down to even being able to call Dan Olson still today and be like, hey, I can't read your handwriting. What does this mean? Or how can you help me with something? And so it, you know, it just ended up being an amazing fit, and it really set my roots up for everything else I'm going to do.
Okay, we were talking in our last segment before the break about your paint store and how you moved from Indianapolis and came here, opened up the paint store. My question while we were while you were talking, I was thinking about this, you know, with all the big box stores and all the, you know, the big department stores, the Lowe's and the Menards and the big places, mm-hmm. Home Depot.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of, is it kind of risky to open up a paint store because they do all that?
Yeah. Well, I mean,
Walmart does that.
What small business isn't a risk?
Sure.
First of all, let's start there. But you know, have you ever gone into Menards or Lowe's and had a home project and tried to find help?
Yeah.
How did that go?
Help me.
Right.
I feel like an echo.
Yeah.
And so, that's what I was hoping you'd get to. You were alluding to this, the how you know, your customer service, and I can just tell that's what your forte is.
It's my thing. I love my customers. Even my difficult ones. Like nothing makes me happier than to be able to solve your problem. Yeah. It really is a very satisfying thing. And, you know, just kind of, the way I like to explain things, I don't necessarily always have the answers, but I can guarantee I know where to find them, and I will help you solve your problem. And so it's, you know, it's about finding that niche, and my niche is definitely quality and customer service.
Yeah.
Luckily, Benjamin Moore is definitely top quality stuff, and so I have their guarantee of having that top-notch product. It's not a product I have to worry about ever failing in normal circumstances, you know? And so it's nice to know with their backing, I can just do my job, which is the customer service side, and I don't have to worry about a bad can coming in or something like that. So it's, you know, it's just really about me and my customers and that relationship. And I've gotten into color consultations a lot. Since we remodeled the store, I now have a color studio in there. So I've really started doing, I did a couple color consultation courses, and now I've just been talking color with my customers. It's
wonderful.
A lot of fun. I even do on-site stuff. So for a minimal fee, I will go on to your home and just talk color.
Nice.
I'm not an interior designer, so I do like to note that. I'm not going to tell you what lampshade's going to go best with the couch and that kind of stuff. But
sure.
I can just give you an idea of how your lighting and your windows and your space will play with different colors. And color, choosing a color sometimes can be just like a total drag.
It's like, maddening. I need someone to help me.
Yeah. And so that's just, and I mean, at the very least, I can be there for you to bounce your ideas off of.
Yeah.
Like, and that sometimes that's all we need is just somebody to stand there and listen to us kind of work through the problem.
Absolutely.
And so, yeah, it's just, you know, it's really been the paint shop, surprisingly, has actually been an amazing kind of roots for me as I've kind of set my home back up here in Galesburg.
Yeah.
And
Kate Bullis is the owner of KWB Paints on Main here in downtown Galesburg. She's also the president of the Galesburg Business Association.
Correct.
And thank you for opening up a business here in downtown Galesburg.
Yeah.
You're a part of this whole revitalization that's going on here.
I mean, and it's happening. Like,
it
ever
is.
Since I moved home, it's been so cool to see kids, you know, kids my age. You know, I'm not a kid, but when I spend so much time with my father and my aunts and uncles all the time, I still kind of...
Yeah, you're a kid.
I'm still a kid,
that's,
you know.
Right.
But it is really awesome to see my generation, you know, running around and opening up our own businesses and saying, you know, this is now... Like, it's our time to start doing this. And then seeing it actually happening and seeing the energy, it is super cool time to be a business owner in downtown, I think.
And not just a business owner, but a business leader.
Yeah, well, you know,
being
I'm hoping. Here's
leader.
Hoping. Here's,
I mean,
hoping. So.
And we're going to talk about some of the great things that are going on with the Galesburg Business Association here in just a few minutes. But you've also got some other exciting things going on.
Yeah.
Not just the paint store. You've got another venture that just started.
Yes. So this is officially opening weekend of our escape room, the Downtown
That's
Escape.
Right.
We opened up at 64 South Prairie in the Weinberg Arcade. We're up on the third floor. You can see our lovely orange silhouettes from the road sticking out those windows. I am so excited that we're at opening weekend. I can't see straight.
Well, congratulations on
that,
by
you.
The way.
Thank you.
For listeners who are not familiar with just what an escape room, what is this?
An escape room is a live action entertainment. You have 60 minutes and you go into a themed room and you solve the puzzles. You find clues and solve puzzles. You got 60 minutes. It's usually tied to a story of some kind.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun to do with your family, friends. My partner and I, this was like our second date. We started the escape room thing and we've been doing them ever since. So
where did this all start? Did you know kind of the history of this escape room?
Escape rooms actually only came to the United States in 2012.
Oh,
so they're still relatively new in the entertainment industry. Mm-hmm. Which is exciting. It's exciting to jump in at the beginning and say, you know what, I'm going to take the risk and hope this continues to grow as an industry. The cool thing has been that I'm a part of a lot of escape room, Facebook groups and forums and stuff.
Yeah.
And the industry is all about helping one another. And so it is super cool. You have a question and there is like 24 people willing to give you ideas and help you out. And so it's a really neat industry to be a part of. It's very... you feel that community, even though some of us aren't even in the same country within the industry itself. So
you're getting advice from people overseas. And
absolutely. Yeah. They actually started in Japan and then spread across Asia into Europe before jumping over to the United States. So
how did you put your, you had to come up with your idea for your escape room about what you wanted to do?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well,
what is yours based on? I mean, you can't share a lot
because
people have to experience it. But
well, so us starting the escape room was definitely my partner, John Misuraca. He loves them, and that's why he started taking me to them.
Yeah.
And he's been bugging me for, I want to do this, I want to do this. And this spring, he finally was like, I'm doing this. And I was like, I was like, okay, I'm on board. Let's do this, And so he's definitely my partner full-fledged in this process. He is not always interested in being the voice of it, though. So that's why you tend to get me for the interviews and whatnot for the Downtown Escape.
Sure.
But, he's definitely a huge part of the brains behind it. But basically the process is that each room has its own theme and that theme is chosen by us. Yeah. You can buy turnkey rooms and have them installed. But like we found it really important to us and what we're doing with this business to create them on our own. So each of our themes is actually tied culturally or historically to Galesburg in some way.
Wow.
Yeah. So the first room that we're opening up with, the room that is running the grand tournament this weekend, is the Cabin Room. And it's actually based in Log City, which is the original settlement outside of Galesburg in the 1800s. So
that's so cool.
Yeah, it's very cool. I'm really excited about the room.
So Kate Bullis is our guest here on Galesburg Live. She is, along with being the owner of KWB Paints on Main, she's the president of the GBA. She's also the owner of the new Downtown Escape.
Yes.
Escape room. That's what we're talking about right now. Who is this for? Who does this?
Everyone.
Escape room.
Everyone. Families.
What age is this for? I mean,
no, I'm 8 to 80.
Yeah.
You really can, family groups, friend groups, date nights. This is also really beneficial for corporate groups. So taking your employees in to
team
go run
building,
it.
That
team
kind of
building on the spot.
Because as you said, you're solving puzzles. You're
You got to work together.
Completing tasks.
And the puzzles are not all the same. So like one puzzle, you might have someone in the room that's like, oh my God, I got that. And then somebody else is like, oh, that's great because I had no idea.
Oh, wow.
And so you really have to be able to like listen and communicate and allow other people to help you. And it's a fun experience. So far, everything's been going really well. And so we're very hopeful. We'll be opening up the second room in mid to late November. And then the third room, which will be train themed, of course, for Galesburg.
Wonderful.
And that will be opening at the beginning of 2020.
Kate, it's hard to believe our time here on Galesburg Live is almost up, but we have to get to Treat Street here very soon. We're going to be just consumed with little ghouls and goblins here at the
radio station.
I know.
I got to get out of here before they start running me over.
Well, and it's a busy weekend for you, not just for Treat Street, but your downtown escape is opening. This is your opening weekend.
Yeah, grand tournament weekend. So
what does that mean? What's grand tournament
mean? Basically, running from yesterday, today, and tomorrow, we will be all the teams are basically competing against one another. And the winner from the weekend will actually be getting a grand prize, which is 12 different gift certificates, all donated from local businesses here in downtown.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a very cool
prize. How many teams do you have participating?
That is a John question.
Oh, okay, sure. Yes, right.
Definitely a question for my partner.
But so basically you've got teams of how many people?
4 to 6 people. Okay. So each team is going to be running 4 to 6 people. Normally when we book, it's 2 to 8 people, but we wanted to keep the teams kind of close in size to be a little bit more competitive.
Okay. So. And we're talking about this, the escape room concept is great for team building. Mm-hmm. For your business, is it scary?
No, okay. No. We could. I mean,
it's more
It's more intense. Your adrenaline does start pumping a little bit because you are on a timeline. And next year, I would love to do a horror themed room for Halloween.
Yeah.
But right now, my goal is to keep things really family friendly. I want this to be accessible for everyone.
Gotcha.
And I don't want it to be super scary. We're going to be opening a carnival room here in a month, and there are no clowns. Just so all of you know, there are no clowns, so please come enjoy the carnival room.
So you're not open all the time, so mm-hmm. you have to book this by appointment.
Yep. Right? So for all contact information and booking and room information, FAQs, you go to www.thedowntownescape.com. That is our website, and any questions you could possibly need, you'll find the answers there. And if not, just give us a call and we'll help you out.
Oh, so excited about that.
Yeah,
nice job. Fun. That's so, you are so busy.
That is true.
The Pink Store. This is Kate Bullis. She's our guest here in the second hour of Galesburg Live, owner of KWB Paints on Main, owner of the new Downtown Escape, open this weekend. And also president of the GBA, responsible for this great Treat Street that we're going to have here today.
Yeah, well, thank you. I hope everyone enjoys Treat Street as much as we've just enjoyed setting it up. So,
how did you get involved with the GBA?
Okay, so I really wanted to start a downtown business association.
Okay.
My biggest thing when I travel, I love to stop in small towns, go straight to their downtown, park my car, and go walk. I usually have my dogs with me. I like to go into all the little stores. I like to find a great place to eat, hit their green spaces. You know, it is a favorite thing of mine. Yeah. And with all of my experience in Indianapolis, I'm just sitting here going, why don't we have that in Galesburg? Why can't we have that in Galesburg? I want to do that in Galesburg. And so I was talking about it and talking about it and talking about it, and a lot of different people that I've been talking about it to connected me to Amy Peterson, who was the prior president of the Galesburg Business Association. She was looking for somebody to step in and take over Treat Street in the holiday parade. She's been doing a wonderful job for this community, making sure these events continue on, but she was ready to step down from them. And so I told her, I was like, you know what, let me step in, let me take over the GBA, and I'll knock these events out for you, but then I would like to completely restructure the organization with a new focus, new vision, new goals. So that's where we're at right now.
So you've already hit Treat Street, and you've blown that out of the water because more than doubling the participating businesses.
Mm-hmm.
That's incredible. We were talking about your efforts. They just, you're the people helping you, your team. They just went above and beyond.
Yeah, I got to be really clear on this.
Yeah.
None of this would be possible without the people around me.
Right.
And it is really, and I mean, but to me, it's all about this community and us all like working together to knock things out. Between my partner with the escape room and my team that is already working on the GBA, Lisa Masinda on Helicum and Jerry, they help me make sure things are getting done.
Yeah.
And, you know, therefore we're able to do some cool things. So,
And one of those things coming up is the holiday parade. It's going to be here before you know it.
Oh, we just had a meeting last night going, so holiday parade, 4 weeks away. Anyone?
Oh my gosh, that's crazy that we're talking about that already.
So it's going to be November 24th.
Gotcha.
It is at 2 p.m. and the traditional Santa rescue will be at 1:45, just before the parade gets started. So if you are interested in signing up for the parade, we will have forms posted on the GBA's Facebook. And I will try to get them out to all the local businesses as well. So, you know, at the very least, if you have any questions, you can always email me at bullis.gba. Oh, excuse me. It's bullis.dgba@gmail.com. And you can always shoot me an email and I can give you any information that you might need on the holiday parade.
Great. So those forms will be coming out soon. So
yes, okay. Yes. My goal is to have them out Monday, Tuesday next week. I want them out before November actually hits. So, but I was trying to get through this weekend. That's my, you know.
Of course. Hard to believe it's 4 weeks away. So really nothing has changed much about the holiday parade.
No, no. We're just going to kind of make sure it happens this year. Yeah. We didn't want Galesburg to have a year without the holiday parade. So right now, the board of the GBA, our main goal is to finish these two events, finish out today, finish out the holiday parade coming up, and then we're going to take a few months to work on the restructure of the organization.
This is Kate Bullis. She's the owner of KWB Paints on Main. She's the owner of the new Downtown Escape, the escape room that just opened their opening weekend this weekend. She's also the president of the GBA. Now, when we're talking about restructuring the Galesburg Business Association, there used to be a downtown.
Correct.
It used to be the downtown Galesburg Business Association.
Yes.
Then they changed it to include more of the city.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's going back. So tell me a little bit about that.
So my vision is that the downtown community can come together and create a culture for ourselves. Something that can be almost tangible so that we can talk to other communities and say, and you hear other communities say, oh, you got to go visit the new downtown. I mean, it is just popping now, you know, and although this is, I want the downtown to be something of pride that the entire Galesburg community can talk about. I'm not trying to be exclusive by narrowing this back down, but I think that we can be more effective by having a more focused goal.
Sure.
And so our goal is really, you know, we want to create this culture for the downtown community. We want to create value for our merchants, and we also want to be an advocate for our merchant groups downtown.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be really nice that so that all these store owners, you know, can have an organization that's a voice for them, that, you know, can help connect to the city organizations, the downtown council, you know, something that can just kind of be a face for all of us down here that are trying to, you know, make it on Main Street. And so, you know, this also includes creating more events, just like Treat Street and the Holiday Parade, creating advertising for our, you know, to keep locals interested in coming in, but also reaching out to the surrounding communities.
Yeah.
One thing that I would love to do with the escape room is create something called A Night in Galesburg. And this works for locals as well as out of towners, but you know, you get 20% off your Airbnb when you book your escape room for 10% off, and then you get a coupon for dinner at a local restaurant and then maybe a couple free drinks at one of your favorite bars.
Wow.
And
sign me up.
Yeah.
That sounds like a great night.
It sounds fun. Even living in town, you know, it'd be a fun date night out where you don't have to go home to the kids afterwards. Get a babysitter. We're going to walk to our Airbnb, you know. And, you know, really work on pushing this outside of our own community and getting people to come to Galesburg. I mean, that's the whole point. And come create this new culture downtown.
Yeah. We're talking with Kate Bullis. She'll be one of the future mayors of Galesburg here soon. So and governor of Illinois. I'm calling it right now. Kate,
I don't know if I go that far.
Well, Kate, it's really refreshing to have a young leader, a business owner, but business leader.
Thank you.
You've got a real vision for, you know, I think of my wife and I were just in Dubuque and we went to the, I can't remember what they call it. It's all the factory district.
It's called the factory or the warehouse district.
Warehouse district. They have a vision of what they want.
Yep.
Where they've taken these old factories and created shops.
Beautiful.
And experience. So what you're talking about is creating an experience.
And that is 100% what events and tourism is all about. Creating an engaging experience for the people that come and visit the event, the space, the whatever. Hmm. And so I am so excited that you use that experience term, because even my paint shop, that's what I tell people. This is an experience when you come in to buy paint. Like, it really is. Like, and that's the escape room. It's an experience, you know, and these relationships that we're going to create with one another, and then with everyone that's coming into town, we're gonna start offering this amazing experience.
Yeah.
And it's going to be fun. It's going to be engaging.
Well, thank you for what you're doing with the GBA, and good luck with your escape room, the Downtown Escape.
Thank you.
KWB Paints. We appreciate everything you're doing with the GBA. And good luck to you. Support Kate Bullis, really. And if people have ideas and want to jump on board to help.
Yes, please. Honestly, if you're interested in helping support the downtown and love this idea of this rebirth that we're kind of working on, email me 100%. I would love to hear from you guys. I am all about ideas. This is not my idea. This is supposed to be Galesburg's downtown ideas. So please, everybody, you know, let me know how you're feeling about it, because I'd love to hear from you.
Excellent. Kate, thank you so much for being with us today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you again for having me.
Good luck on Treat Street.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.